plate a potential nugget.
And in what ways is, you know, leading a group of board members as a chairman different from leading a group of CXOs as a CEO of a company?
So it is something which I said earlier, as a chairman who's leading the executives, you know, they are supposed to deliver, they are supposed to perform. They are sort of quote-unquote, you know, in your line of hierarchy, decision-making line. So the entire psychology is completely different. The board member is a board member is a board member, right? I mean, you can't even ask him to do anything. Or if you ask him, I mean, you know, he may... What are you going to ask a board member to do, actually? There is no task that you can ask him to do. You can ask him for information. You can ask him for wisdom. You can ask him for discussion. You can ask him that, you know, we've got some issues in that department, and I think, you know, some ethical issues or some risk not being managed well, and you may want the board member, because of who he is or where he comes from, to visit that department or to have a conversation with the senior group around that or whatever it is, you know. So it may be done in a meeting like this, or it could be done over dinner, it could be done formally. Something like that he will ask. There is no task that he can ask the board members to do. It is always about building bridges. It is always about sharing information. It is always about making things easier because of relationships, connections, networks. There is no task as such. Whereas to his own executive, he can ask for anything that his role requires. I mean, there is a set of KPIs, sure. There is a, you know, scorecard and all kinds of things on the performance matrix. So the relationships are quite different.
When it comes to people leadership, leading people through influence is often a very different muscle from leading people through control, which leaders are often equipped with. And several people struggle to make the transition when they don't have direct power over others. The other point to mention here is that often executives that have become board members by default had their loyalties to the management, and that might be misplaced. One of my earlier guests, Rama Bijapurkar, spoke about this in our podcast conversation.
So a board role is nose in and fingers out, right? An executive role is fingers in and nose in and everything in. So that's why I think consultants make the transition more easily, because we're quite happy to have our fingers out of things.
Right.
So that's the one thing I think executives, so you have to really, really, really understand that this is jury duty more than actually being the protagonist of anything. That's hard. But the other thing also is that I noticed that executive leaders who transition to non-executive, are you talking about executives going to executive board positions or executives going to non-executive?
Non-executive.
So when you go to non-executive board positions, we find that there is a lot of sympathy for the executive management. So we usually find that the board divides up when there are issues, and the executive guys who have been executives have that all empathy and sympathy. And so they think their job is to sort of make up for the fact that they weren't protected in their tenures and to be the protector.
I can understand why he or she would.
Yeah, and that, oh, you know, our job here is not to disappoint the management. Whereas I'm saying, you know, you want, if you want acquisition desperately, 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 I still don't have to give it to you. And if you're going to get demoralized, I mean, grow up. Right? Now, let's talk about why this is important. But my loyalty is somewhere else. It is not to you. I'm not here to be cheerleader, nursemaid, nappy, coach. I think that's the stuff that executive managers tend to get into. They
it's
get
great
into
insight.
Coaching.
The loyalty towards the management sort of comes by default.
And therefore you're the coach and you're the this person and so on. As compared to saying that all of us on boards are called to make judgment calls. So whatever is your background, you bring your background judgment to make the judgment call, and that's all you should do. And you just make judgment calls for everything that's put in front of you. And these are sins of commission, sins of omission, you know, plans, whatever it is you have to, that's what you have to do. So that's what the executive management.
I guess this is a bit like method acting. As a board member, one needs to have the right mindset so that you don't bring your past biases into play unconsciously. Thank you for listening. For more insights on transitioning from an executive to a non-executive role and for becoming an effective board member, please visit playtopotential.com and look for the relevant playlists under the category of transitions. You might also find segments of conversations with Ravi Venkatesan, Vinita Bali, Vedika Bhandarkar, and Rama Bijapurkar thought-provoking in this context. This is your host Deepak Jayaraman here. To know more about the executive coaching and the transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.